Chapter 14. Eve disbelieved God. If Eve had believed the word of God, she never would have sinned. Yea, if Eve had believed God, she never could have sinned. If you will think about this, you will agree that it is true. She had the word of God plainly expressed, "Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Satan came with his new word, his arguments and persuasions. "Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be like God, knowing good and evil." If Eve had said, "No, God said that I must not eat of that tree. He said that in the day I eat of it, I will die. I believe God. I do not claim to understand it, but he does understand it. I will trust him. I will not eat of that tree." If she had done this, she never would have sinned. And as long as she had continued to believe, she could not have sinned. So it is eternally true that if Eve had believed God, she never would have sinned. And as long as she believed God, she never would have sinned. And the same with Adam. Now this is just as true today as it was that day. And it is just as true of you today as it was of Eve that day. Today, if you believe God, you will not sin. And as long as you believe God, you cannot sin. This principle is eternal, and it is as good today as it was in the beginning. And Christ, in our human nature, has demonstrated it. But this requires really believing God, not a pretended believing that apparently accepts one word of the Lord and rejects another, that professes to believe one statement of the Word of God and doubts the next one. That way of doing is not believing God at all. This also calls for readiness and diligence, a hungering and thirsting, to know the Word of God that will lead you on and on to know all that the Lord has spoken. Of course, if you would rather sin than search to know and believe the Word of God that you may not sin, there is no power in the universe that can keep you from sinning. But if you abhor sin, and you would rather die than sin, to you the Word of God is precious. To you it is a pleasure, yes, a joy, to study to find all the Lord has spoken. With you there is a hungering and thirsting that will gladly receive the Word of God that you may not sin. Concerning the works of men, "By the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer." Psalm 17, verse 4. "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart." Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. "Study to show thyself approved unto God." 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Psalm 119, 11. And so you will certainly be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready now to be revealed, because it is the last time. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5.